This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Some stories are so insane that you think they're a joke. And as I've said before, leftist America has way too much time on their hands. We fund their nonsense, guys, as research. We fund their so-called experts, which is little more than them setting the agenda, the narrative of what they want that research to be. And when you, at the end of the day, you get things like gender studies. You know, that thing you dismissed in college? When somebody said, hey, you need an elective, and you go, ah, I guess gender studies. Well, it's now come home to roost, hasn't it? Okay, you know what Jackson is who you're listening to right now. The Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you listen to the program regularly, which many of you do, and I appreciate you for that, I recently discussed pronouns. The ridiculousness of leftists changing the language to suit this academic nonsense. These gender studies, whether it's gender studies or women's studies. Well, look, if you want to study a topic, you say, I want to study women to understand them culturally and things like that, I'm all for it. I think we should have self-exploration and understand ourselves better. I don't think it needs to be segmented in such a way that it's us against them, because that's what women's studies does. That's what religious studies does. That's what ethnic studies does. And that's what gender studies does. It's us against them. Who, you know, 71 genders? Are you out of your mind? They have no experts in this field. This is all contrived. If I wanted to come up with something, I'd say, listen, let's pretend that there is another gender. And that gender is the ability for the body, for an organism to morph and become somewhat asexual. You know, in many cases where they say if all the animals become males, then somebody will become a female and be able to reproduce. And nature says we're going to do this with plants and, you know, maybe fish and the seahorses or whatever, right? Ain't going to happen with men and women. There's two of us. We have a much higher purpose. And that in and of itself should end all gender studies, because what you're saying is there's something that is of higher purpose. It said, I understand the role of a man and you understand the role of a woman. I understand the role of a mother and a father. And what the impact on society those roles will have. In no other place. I mean, you can mimic it in any animal kingdom. You could say, well, there's a lion who's got a pride of females. Well, in many cases, there'll be two, three, or four male lions that are over pride of females. We don't tend to do things that way. But nature does try to mimic us. Now, people will say, oh, Kevin, you know, there's look at the hyenas. The females run the pack. Yeah, but they're still men. They're just subservient men. We could agree that there are men out there who go, you know what? Do your thing, girl. I'll be subservient. Okay, but still, there's only the two genders. The hyenas are the Amazons of the Serengeti, because they let women run the show. But that's rare too, isn't it? It's rare that the male is the smallest of the species, and he's only there really at the whim of the females, just for breeding purposes. Who else? You know, is the dominant elephant? Is that the female elephant, or is that bull male elephant? I already talked about lions. Jaguars, they're bigger. Antelope, the males are bigger. I mean, I could go on. It's a rare exception, and it's okay. What it shows is, yes, it can occur. So even the most ardent, toxically masculine male has to look at that and go, well, yes, see, women are running things over there with those hyenas. I think it's funny that God would let the hyenas be the ones that do that. The joke's on them, right? Some of you will get that. Anyway, I say all this because I, as I say, the ridiculousness of male and female. If you have a women's sport, a woman's sport, let women play it. As I said, these gender studies professors and these so-called experts, a group of leftists figuring out how to get funding forever, and they use the biggest nonsense to say, hey, listen, if we come up with this ridiculous thing, they'll give us funding, and all we have to do is keep coming up with more and more ridiculous stuff. It will keep our funding going. We don't have to believe it. They don't believe their BS about genders. No true human believes there are 71 genders. You know there are two. There's a male and a female. Period. Forget plant life and animal. You want to study animals and flora, that kind of stuff? Study that. Oh, yeah, this flower morphed into another type of gender role or whatever. Fine. It doesn't happen with animals and it doesn't happen with humans, which we happen to be animals. They know there are two. No man will ever have a baby. Some women can have babies, but they can still be women. But no man, true man, biologically born man, will ever birth a baby, period. You change him into a woman, oh, Kevin, he's a woman, and women. It's not going to happen. And you can if you show me a guy that birthed a baby, I'm going to tell you that was a biological female. Moving on, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that female-only beauty pageant organizations are protected under the First Amendment and cannot be forced to include biologically male contestants. Miss Universe got to win. I mean, Miss America. Miss USA, sorry. Miss USA. In Green versus Miss USA, a male who identified as Anita Green sued the pageant in 2019 when his application was denied based on gender identity. His lawsuit, filed in Oregon, surprise, said that the pageant committed an intentional act of discrimination by adopting an expressly discriminatory policy, and the pageant's natural-born female eligibility requirement violates Oregon's Public Accommodations Act. A federal judge dismissed the case. And now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said, when they appealed it, confirmed. You can't force this or it's like Boy Scouts of America. Well, oh, well, you got to let girls in. Why? There's Girl Scouts? You know, we've gotten to such a level of stupidity in this country. It's shocking. We don't even want to write. The left don't even know the definition. The Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson Brown doesn't even know the definition of a woman. I know I'm a woman, but I don't know what other people think. What a silly thing to say. I'm sick of these leftists. Kudos to the Miss USA pageant for getting a win. We'll be back. Keep here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are a bunch of big babies. Then you know what they're mad about? Leftists are mad because nothing they do turns out the way they want it to turn out. They're like meth addicts. You know, they take things apart, they dismantle it because they're all tweaking. You know, we got to do something. Oh, we need chaos, man. And so they take it apart, they put it back together, it doesn't work, and then they're mad. They want to blame somebody else. And they think their busy work is something. Let me tell you. When I first got into sales, I looked at my notes for the first 6 months and I went, why did they pay me? I knew nothing about how to sell, and it took me a year before I finally figured it out. I was no more than a tweaker. I was just dismantling the sales process and nobody was explaining it to me. So I was on my own. They just thought the gift of gab was all you need. That's not all you need to sell. You need to have a firm understanding of the product. See, leftists can't sell. Their notes are worthless to them because they don't have a good product. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. See, we have a message. The message is humanity. It really is. And when you break it down from humanity, you can get geographical. The message is humanity and America. I am a proud American. And everything that I do should dictate, what does that mean? Well, to be a proud American means I'm a good citizen of the world. It means that I treat people with respect. I'm not going to call you by your pronouns or whatever, but I'm not going to minimize or make fun of you, of your humanity. As long as we respect one another, and by the way, the better we get to know each other, the more we are able to joke about that respect. That's how the closeness you can tell to people is when you are able to say, oh man, I never remember the first time I saw Ben, I was like, that dude got some big feet. He's 5'2", wearing size 18 shoes. You know, and Ben's laughing because he knows it. That's how we build our humanity. But leftist man, no. They have so little knowledge. And they think they're so smart. But so little knowledge. And they bring that to everything that they attack. They bring this emotional content with nothing to back it up. No knowledge, no fact-based arguments or discussions or debates. Anyway, CNN is full of them. And here's what this guy wrote. If you believe what you're hearing from liberals, CNN has gone under its new ownership from being slightly right of center to full on Fox News. CNN's online subscription service, CNN Plus, was pulled after less than a month. And in perhaps the biggest blow, media reporter Brian Stelter was let go. Dylan Byers says that at least 20 CNN employees have called or texted him to say that things have never been worse at the network. Here's what he wrote. When Chris Light was named chairman and chief executive of CNN, some mere 8 months ago, he told employees that his boss, David Zaslav, had given him one simple directive: to ensure that CNN remains the global leader in news, and that's capitalized. The mandate, with its all caps emphasis on news, was actually more nuanced than Light suggested, and contained within it the seeds of Zaglikian thesis for which CNN should be and what it shouldn't. It says it must have been tough for them to hear that the new boss wanted to the focus to be on the news. But that's what he wanted. And so now they're all, oh, we're so upset. I told you, Twitter, Elon Musk comes in. He says, you know what? I've had enough of you guys. 1,000 of you are going to get 7,500 employees. Thousands of you are going to get notices to be laid off. You want to know why? Because they're dead weight. That's why. You got your tech team built. Let the platform do what it's going to do. Shift to marketing. Shift to generation of content for dollars. And go from there. So he could fire a third of the staff and not miss them. Keep your tech people, the ones who understand that they got to keep a platform working and innovating, and get rid of all the woke employees, which, by the way, could be as much as half. He got rid of the management team. CNN, he moves Don Lemon to mornings, which is a very big demotion, gets rid of Stelter, and probably going to get rid of others. He's repositioning, and you know what he's telling those guys? Stop with your stupid woke opinions and start listening to the people. How about we go back to being news again? How about we go back to being trusted? Speaking of a lack of trust, let me give you another little project that has no trust. This is in Massachusetts. The boondoggles on the left, folks, the money grabs that they perpetrate routinely. Every cause, and I use my finger quotes, that they support is overflowing with funds stolen from the taxpayers. It's your blood and guts and sacrifice that pay for their nonsense. And here's one. A wind energy company named Avangrid has been in the process of developing a massive offshore wind farm called the Commonwealth Wind Project. Why don't you just call it what it is? Leftist Hot Air Project. They say, working with the support of the state of Massachusetts for several years. When completed, it was to be a 1,200 megawatt energy source. A second offshore project from the Mayflower Wind was to produce an additional 400 megawatts. But now the companies behind both of these projects have asked the state to put the plans on hold. The reason given? Do you really want to know? Because hopefully I've got your attention. The reason given is the company that is putting these projects together say that the projects are no longer viable under the current conditions. And thus, they will be unable to move forward for the time being. But the riddle for hitting the brakes, they say, isn't about the technology or weather. It has to do with the economy. The economies of scale don't make it so. Now, it's funny to me that while Joe Biden has a fatwa out on non-renewable energy, these guys say, we can't make it. Now, maybe it's because getting people to do the work is too expensive. Maybe it's because the products to build these wind farms are too expensive, or maybe it's because they looked at the ones that have already been built, that are barely spinning, that aren't producing anything, that still require that the grid be up and running, and I could go on. Maybe they've looked at that and said, you know what? This makes no sense whatsoever. Now, what's funny in this article, they talk about the money that has been spent and what they now, you know, it's going to take more to, in other words, if you're going to revive something, it takes a lot more money. Who do you think is going to pay for this debacle? Well, you already know the answer to that. Sit tight. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, discussing Republicans' top priorities should they take control of the House in the 2022 midterm elections. This as President Biden believes Democrats will win the Senate in the midterm elections. However, he believes the House is a tougher battle. An American aid worker was reportedly shot and killed in Baghdad after his car was ambushed. On Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says he does not believe this person was associated with the U.S. military.
There's no specific concerns out of the standard when we're deployed overseas. And so, again, we'll continue to place an emphasis on force protection.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Election day! Did you vote? I already know the answer. Of course you voted. You're not leaving it to chance. Even though the Democrats will try to steal your vote, even though you may think, my vote doesn't matter, man, I mean, they've done this or that, you voted. You want to know why you voted? Because you're in pain. See, there's a thing in sales that we would talk about in this nine-step process that we used to follow, taught by. Well, I learned it when I was a subcontractor to IBM, and it's called the pain chain. So when you go into a company and you're selling, you're asking a series of questions so you can find out who in a position of power has the most pain. And so you find what's called the pain chain. A lot of people are in pain at a company. If there's supply chain issues, it could be the manufacturing manager, it could be the warehouse manager, it could be the COO, the CFO, but generally it's all of them. Somebody, the sales manager, there's lots of people in a pain chain. If you can't ship something out, the guy who's responsible for the warehouse, you know, who maybe gets paid on revenue is going, you know, where's the product? Well, we can't get raw materials. The manufacturing guy's like, how do you want me to give you product if I can't get raw materials? So what you do is you keep backing up till you find out where the bottleneck is and who has the most pain, who has the most to lose. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. You know who has the most to lose right now? The American taxpayer. The American taxpayer is getting beat up. And you know what they're sick of? They're sick of excuses. Let me tell you what. You don't have to like Donald Trump. But I'll tell you this. He didn't give you many excuses. Even if he did, when Trump would say, oh, you know, these guys are over there doing this. But he still worked. He moved forward. It wasn't just about excuses. He would, well, hey, you know, this is what happened. But bam, move forward. So he would move forward. And things got done. And here's the problem for the Democrats, and today, what they're facing today, the carnage that they will face today, is that they don't have anybody who says, I'm going to give you assurances. I'm going to make sure you understand that I really care, and that your, what we call the fear that you suffer from, is my job going to pay my bills? Am I going to be safe in my environment? You're looking for safety. You want safety in your 401k. You want safety in your job. You want safety for your children. You want safety for your loved ones. You want safety in schools. No matter, look, even tough guys, tough people, you can't protect everything around you. You could be the baddest dude on the planet. You can't protect your kids everywhere they go, unless you're going to be with them. And even if you are, you still can't protect them. So you're looking for the government to step in and do something, whether it's police. I'd like to know police are around. But you want to know what you really want to protect? Your way of life. However you define it. Protect your way of life. And you know what Democrats do? They won't let you do it. And here's what's worse. There's a term called being tone deaf. When you're not listening to everything around you, when everything around you is saying, do this, react this way, and you're not paying attention, it's called being tone deaf. And that's what the Democrats are. A longtime Democratic strategist said recently that the party is on the verge of blowing the 2022 elections. On the verge? We'll find out today, won't we? And this particular strategist thinks the decision to emphasize, quote, the future of democracy over the economy is the main reason why the Democrats are getting their butts kicked. And here's what's funny about it. The Democrats said, don't talk about inflation. Don't talk about the economy. Shift gears. Talk about the future of democracy. Well, if this is the future of democracy, I want no part of it. I'm not speaking as a conservative. I'm speaking as a consumer. 844-551-8255. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen voiced her disagreement with the party's decision to prioritize democracy over the economy. I'm a loyal Democrat, but I am not happy, Rosen said. I just think we need to not listen to voters in this election. I think we did not listen to voters in this election. I think we're going to have a bad night. These are Democrats. She added, when voters tell you over and over and over, she used three overs again, that they care mostly about the economy, listen to them. Stop talking about democracy being at stake. Democracy is at stake because people are fighting so much about what elections mean. Voters have told us what they wanted to hear. I don't think Democrats have delivered this cycle. Hey, I have a little bit of a memo to give to Hillary Rosen. Democrats haven't delivered in any cycle. They're getting killed because they don't listen, and they don't listen because they don't care. See, here's the interesting thing about relationships. It's called communications. I'm not very good at it, but I will tell you this. I do want to listen. I want to listen even when the news is not good about me. Kevin, you're a bad listener. Okay. Guilty. So what do? You have to be able to take the barbs and say, hey, listen, I am not one to pay attention. I'm not tuned in to the women are from Mars and or Venus and men are from Mars, whatever. I'm not tuned into that. And a lot of men are not. I'm not the only one. I feel like a Bonnie Raitt. I'm not the only one. Sound like a... I don't know what I sound like singing that, but you know what I mean. I'm not the only dude who's out of touch, out of tune. Guys think differently than women. I know that sounds weird to the people that don't understand that there's this thing called woman. All right. So when a woman says to you, listen, you're not listening to me. You're not feeling me. You're not emoting with me, you know, whatever. And you could go as a guy, you go, oh, really, really matter. I mean, I know my boys think I remain. They don't understand me. Yeah, your guys understand you because we speak a different language and we don't have to hear each other. We're like, oh, I got it. We can grunt and go. But women want to spend that time. So you'd be a fool if you don't listen. But Democrats don't listen. They do not care. And that's why this is going to be a bad night for him. CNN took a survey. It's funny. I don't even know that I want to cover surveys and polls and things like that. I think we're beyond that at this point. It is what it is. And the only thing we can focus on at this point are results. Now, I talked earlier about Wayne Allen Root, amazing businessman, and what he said this thing is going to hinge on. And you can see the level of desperation. Two people wanted Biden to help them. Fetterman and Hochul out of New York. Everybody else, let's bring out our secret weapon of Obama. And I went through the litany of bring out Obama, please. Obama is masterful at the midterms. He had two of them, 2010 and 2014. And in 2010, it was absolute carnage. Go listen to the first hour. Fourth segment, we talk about Obama. 891 state legislative, or 19, either 891 or 819, I can't remember, state legislative offices that swung to the Republicans. I think it was 19 governorships or something crazy. Flipped the House. A crazy number of victories in the House. You have those numbers? Give me those numbers real quick. It was insane the number of things that Barack Obama lost. 15 U.S. Senate seats, here we go, 13 governorships, 816 state legislative seats. With Obama's president, the Democrats lost 76 House seats. The whole of America turned red under Obama. So, yes, bring out your secret weapon. Obama in his second term, first of all, Obama, once the tarnish wore off, or not the, whatever, you know, the gold plating wore off of Obama, and you saw what was underneath. He was on a downhill trajectory from the day, from day one of his presidency down. He was on a downhill trajectory. By 2010, you want to talk about a mandate, a referendum. Barack Obama, if it had been a white boy, I'm going to tell you right now, the Democrats would have been looking to get rid of that clown before 2010. God forbid run him again in 2012. And by the time he exited, at the end of 2016, nobody wanted to talk to him. As I ask you now, right now, tell me where Obama can get over 500 people to anything. Do it. I'll bet you a steak dinner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Election day is today for the midterms. The red tsunami, the red wave, call it whatever you want. That's what's predicted. That's what I believe will happen. If you can keep the Democrats from cheating, and as Wayne Allen Root said, they normally cheat 6-8%. You can just throw it in. It's like opening a store. You know 6-8% is going to get stolen. If your store is in a city or with Democrats, if you could only lose 6-8% through shrinkage, is what they call it, theft, you'd be happy. That's manageable.
But Democrats steal in massive numbers, as we've seen. So think of this election as it used to be they just came in with petty shoplifting. Now they come in with smash and grabs. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. CNN survey taken from October 21st to 31, likely voters said the economy by far was the most important issue in determining their vote for 2022. The poll found that 51% of likely voters consider the economy and inflation the key issue ahead of the midterms, compared to just 9% who believe voting rights and election integrity is the most important. And by the way, election integrity doesn't always go their way. That's a lot of people coming our way. Joe Biden has made, honestly, some of the biggest missteps in political history. And if he were a Republican, I promise you, Democrats would be rightfully talking about a wave that we could do nothing about. It would be a blue wave. If Donald Trump were, you just flip a Democrat for the Republicans here, and the Republicans would be out. We would all be demoralized. I wouldn't want to go in. If this were my economy. And Joe Biden doubles down. He literally said, I'm going to shut down. We have the clip. He says, I'm shutting down coal. They're not going to drill for oil.
No more drilling. There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
So right now, we've got gas prices through the roof. We've got heating oil and things like this that are going to be through the roof. They're talking about a shortage of diesel. I don't know if that's the case or not. But it can't be better. And we're coming up on winter where we have less sunlight. We're not even in daylight savings time. And this clown goes, we're going to rely on green energy. Well, wait until people start to die. Wait until people are frozen out. The freak storms that they'll call global climate change or whatever. This is insane, folks. But you think that's insane? Listen to this next comment by Joe Biden. Tell me, what's he talking about here? This is about gun control, okay?
As I point out all the time, what comes out of a muzzle of an assault weapon is 5 times quicker, faster than it comes out of a muzzle of another gun. It can pierce Kevlar vests. There's not a whole lot of deer out there wearing Kevlar vests.
So I guess Joe Biden's trying to make the point that rifles are more dangerous than handguns. Okay, well, assault rifles, as he likes to call them, are 5 times faster out of the muzzle velocity. Rifles in general are faster muzzle velocity than what comes out of a pistol. What point are you trying to make? That the technology is improving with rifles? And I don't see many deer in Kevlar vests. What's he trying to say? That cops are the ones being killed by rifles? Because if he is saying that, I'd like to know who's killing these cops. Is it people who have legal guns, or is it people that are going down, that are going and hunting and targeting these police and killing them? Because I think I know who's doing that. Black Lives Matter. I think I know who's doing that. Leftist Democrats. I don't think there are many conservatives or hate groups or white nationalists are out there who are going out hunting and killing black cops or black folks for that matter. So, what's he talking about? Of course, nothing. It's all a distraction. This guy writes, I can't think of a dumber message to spread as voters get ready to head to the polls on election day. With inflation, energy, gas prices through the roof, bragging that his administration has stopped all drilling is like Biden admitting to economic murder. Says, I'm sure we'll get another cleanup attempt soon enough, but the president has made clear what he really thinks. Voters should believe him. Well, let me tell you how much they believe him. People, folks, are selling their blood to pay their bills. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's nothing new, selling your blood. But the number of people in America who are now selling blood and plasma has grown by an alarming amount. Biden literally has people getting blood money. And who can blame them? Gas, groceries, electricity, rent, the price of everything has soared to 4 decades highs under the Biden administration. Bidenflation. Household finances are under severe pressure as wage growth fails to outpace inflation for 18 months, leading many folks to find a second job. You want to hear about that jobs report? That new thing? Ooh, we had 260,000 jobs. Yeah, and 130,000 people got second ones. They said even holding two jobs isn't enough to sustain the cost of living crisis. Some are finding the nearest plasma clinic to donate blood to earn extra cash. Folks, think about the number of jobs that have been created by entrepreneurs, the people like Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, etc. The way people are paying their bills now. You think government is solving these problems? Government are the people who say it's a taxi and you got to pay, get a hack license to drive it. You got to have a medallion to have it. So to get into the business of having a taxi is going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in almost any big city. And you know what it is? It's just people saying, I'll take you. I'll take you. Now, should there be safeguards? Absolutely. But the level of government that comes, just think that's into the taxi business. The level of government, think that's into the hotel business. Look at your hotel bill. Look at your rental car bill. Have you gone to a city and said, you know what? It'd be better off to get an Uber. We're only going to go three places. Why rent a car and pay? They get you. It's only $33 a day. Oh, that's not bad. Until you rent it. Then you find out it's $78 a day after they put all the taxes and stuff on it. Cash Lewis, 31, of Denver, Colorado, works multiple jobs and is trying to find a third job due to rising shelter inflation. She said she works 6 days a week, sometimes more than 16 hours per day, just to pay the bills. Here's what she said. I'm exhausted all the time. On the one day I have off a week, I donate plasma for extra money. I'm literally selling my blood to eat because I have no choice. If this were Donald Trump's presidency, you'd know this lady. She would be the poster child of everything anti-Trumpian. She said many of her friends and family work multiple jobs as inflation makes, quote, nothing affordable, and the roadblocks keep set up to keep people in the cycle of poverty benefit the most wealthy members of our society. See, she has been trained to at least blame the people that she claims are the problem, the wealthy. It isn't the wealthy that she should be blaming. She should be blaming the government. She goes on, we aren't living, we're barely surviving. We have no choice but to keep doing it. More Americans than ever are working multiple jobs as inflation wipes out real wage growth. They provide a link to the working multiple jobs. I didn't go there, but I'm telling you, they document it, so go look it up. How many Americans have multiple jobs right now, more or less than in the time of Trump? So, folks, Biden's droning on about election deniers and democracy is on the ballot. And his administration is residing over one of the worst economies in the history of this country. A national debt over $31 trillion. And what does Biden's team do? They lie about the economy. They lie about the reduction of the deficit. It has people shaking their heads at Biden's economic reports or forecasts. They're going, what are you talking about? We reduced the deficit by $1.4 trillion. Yeah, you were supposed to reduce it by $2 trillion. They bloated it under COVID, and Joe Biden spikes the football and brags because he didn't get it back down to pre-COVID levels. Biden touts job availability, but he won't report the fact that these jobs won't pay the bill in his economy. Put simply, a person is better off not working under Biden. Yes, America, Joe Biden has doubled down on the welfare state. But as people selling blood and plasma has learned, you can't rest on your welfare because Bidenflation is a grim reaper of SNAP cards. Renters watch their rents go up. They've increased 20% or more in some cases. And now that winter's set in, let's look, check out this new Biden energy plan. Joe Biden has mortally wounded America's poor and those on fixed incomes, and he's kicking their carcasses.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.